May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. One of the most common complaints against life is that life is not fair. It's just not fair. And that's a statement I think we all can agree with. Life is just not fair. Because there's just too much evidence in our living to support it. We live in a world where inequalities abound. Some people live in a spacious mansion, and other folks live in a place where there's 10 to a room, and some don't have a room at all. Some folks eat at fancy restaurants where possibly more food is thrown away than eaten. And some don't get to eat at all. Some find themselves in the right place at the right time. And because of their hard work and their dedication, they rise to the top of their profession or the top of their company. And others work just as hard. And others are just as dedicated. But because of the breaks, they never rise much above where they started. Some live with constant sickness. Others seem to enjoy incredible good health. I could spend all day today, go on listing example after example, but we all see and we all know the picture. Life is unfair. And it's real hard to disagree with that. So having recognized that reality of life, how then do we respond? The gospel this morning is all about the most common and the least productive response. Personal resentment. That's the primary emotion shown in this story of Jesus. Personal resentment. You know, these five groups have been hired at various times of the day, and they all line up to get their wages. And those who had been hired last were being paid first. And that's where the trouble starts. You know, I really think if those who'd worked a full day had been paid first and left, they'd have accepted their pay. And they'd have gone home happy. But they weren't. And they didn't. You see, what happened in the line waiting for the pay, the landowner, the vineyard owner's generosity awakened their expectations. Woo-hoo. I think in their mind they began to calculate. Oh, if they get paid a day's wage for 1 hour's work, then I ought to get paid 12 days for 12 hours' work. Whoa. And that's not what happened. The employer paid simply what he agreed. And it's that that provoked the cry of injustice. They were disappointed. They were indignant. Not because they had received less than they deserved, but because they had received less than they had expected. The resentment that they had was rooted not in their own misfortune, but in the unusual good fortune of their neighbors. Sound familiar? Right, it does. Because that attitude is so typical of our human nature, and it is so typical of the society that we live in. But it's so tragic. You know, it's tragic because if it's carried to the extreme, it's going to make it impossible for anybody to enjoy life. Because none of us would ever be content with our lot. There's always going to be somebody, who's doing better than us. And their name may not be Jones. You know, if you've got two children, and you give the first one one cookie, and you give the second one two cookies, it doesn't take a millisecond for the first one to start complaining, because the other one got two cookies, they just got one cookie. You know, you expect that from kids. But I think life requires more than that from you and me. Because life does not give everybody the same number of cookies. So as people who call ourselves followers of the way of Jesus, we really need to understand the landowner's response to the workers. And in doing so, there's got to be two issues that we need to focus on. The first issue is how we think and approach this for ourselves. If we dwell on the things we think we deserve, but do not get, it's not going to take really long before we become bitter and we become resentful. You know, like the workers in the gospel, our perceived misfortune will always overshadow our true good fortune. There's not one of us that can say we do not have incredible blessings of our life. Incredible blessings. And you know, many of those blessings are undeserved. Undeserved. Because of something called God's grace. If we begin to focus on them, we begin to move from being resentful and envious to being glad and deeply grateful. Now, this is not to deny that life has at times treated us unfairly, because it has. It has. But other times in our lives, it's paid us more than what it's owed us. Because our life is a gift. A gift. Every single one of us here today have something in common with those men who were paid a full day's wage for 1 hour's work. If we focus on that truth, our problems with the unfairness of life will be drastically reduced. Drastically. The second issue in approaching this, looking at the landowner, is how we then relate to other people in need. Sometimes we've got to go beyond encouraging words, because there are some who need more than words of encouragement. There are those who live without the basic necessities of life. Because life at this point is treating some people unfairly. There's a great need today for people who know and understand that sometimes life treats people unfairly and we have to do something about it. The vineyard owner in the story Jesus told was that kind of person. You know, by the standard of his day, he paid his employees more than he had to, more than was expected. And why would he do that? Well, the most probable answer is they needed it and he gave them it. Do you all remember an actor called Paul Newman? Paul Newman? You know an actor called Paul Newman? Remember he started his food company many years ago? And every bit of the profit of Paul Newman's food company, he gave it away. And I remember him seeing him being interviewed about this, and the reporter said, "No, you give all your profits away. Why do you do that?" And Paul Newman looked him straight in the eye and said, "Why not? Because I don't need it." You and I do not need to be rich to advance the kingdom of God. All we need to do is focus on the good things we already have been given and then fashion our hearts and our wills and our minds to make a difference to other people. Amen.